You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Things were falling apart. Record sales were dropping off, blah, blah, blah. We decided it was all Jerry Bronn's fault, which of course it wasn't. I mean, he may have had something to do with it, but it wasn't his fault. So he became the lamb for the slaughter. So, Jerry, you're fired. You're not going to produce this record. We're going to produce it ourselves.
High and Mighty was produced by Uriah Heep. Sorry to laugh.
Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. Episode 9 about album number 9 by Uriah Heep called High and Mighty. Came out in June of 1976. A quote from guitar player Mick Box describing this album, quote, less of the heavy and more of the humble. So Jerry Bronn was busy and the band decided to produce themselves on this album. And then Jerry Bronn later said it was their worst album. The cover of the album is truly awful. It's a pistol with jet wings, and I guess it's supposed to be flying because it's against this really lame backdrop of a sky. Truly an embarrassing album cover, but we saw a lot of embarrassing album covers at that time. Now, we've mentioned on earlier episodes that David Byron seemed to have a drinking problem, and I guess it really came to a head. Things came to a head with David Byron's drinking on the tour for this record. Quote from Ken Hensley, he always got drunk after the show, but it had never got to the point where it would jeopardize the show itself. The performance had always been first and foremost with David. It was when the show started to come second that the problems began. A quote from Jerry Bronn, it's a tragedy to say it, but David was one of those classic people who could not face up to the fact that things were wrong and he looked for solace in a bottle. So in July of 1976, after the final show of a tour of Spain, David Byron was fired by the band. And soon after, bass player John Wetton announced that he was also quitting Uriah Heep. So, you know, they've been having a rough go of it here. But at least no one was electrocuted on this tour. Moving on to the album itself. High and Mighty kicks off with a song called One Way or Another. Heavy guitar, which we didn't hear a lot of on the last album, but a disappointing chorus, which I keep saying about a lot of these songs. There's a melodic bridge section and a nice guitar break. So, overall, not great, but, you know, better than the last album already. Second song, Weep in Silence, written by Ken Hensley and John Wetton, is a mellow and boring song, clocking in at 5 minutes. Third song, Misty Eyes. Once again, my notes say the same thing as for the last song, mellow and boring. I've been waiting on true love's sweet surprise, and it tasted so sweet. Oh, it tasted so sweet. I could hear the sound of the love bell, told me all it could tell, and the sight of the blue moon told me all was well, told me all was well.
I was just drifting as a windblown wave, like a stricken ship. I thought I'd never be saved. So far below me, there seems so much more. Yet a man has to know what he's looking for. Something unknown kept my life turning around, but I couldn't get near to put my feet on the ground. With all that I had, any man would be glad. But my everything was nothing, so what may be said? I was missing my little Miss Misty Eyes. She made my life complete. I was waiting on true love's sweet surprise. And it tasted so sweet.
Up next, the fourth song on High and Mighty is a song called Midnight. Very weird chorus, and this song is kind of a mess that does not hold together. So, side one, you know. Started off okay, but quickly devolved into blah.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called Can't Keep a Good Band Down. A basic rock song. Needed a good chorus, but nope. Second song on side two, Woman of the World. Another weird detour into some weird mix of styles from the band here that does not really work for me. Uriah Heep seemed to have lost sight of just doing what they do best. Third song on side two, Footprints in the Snow. Starts out mellow and acoustic with a nice melody. Kicks in and sounds like something we've heard before. So it's listenable. Best song in the album so far, but that's not saying much. Just like footprints in the snow. Who knows where my heart will go? Will it lead me to you? Or will I see
another empty day. Seasons come and quickly go. Kinda makes me wonder if they know why my heart keeps running near and far. If only they could tell me where you are.
Fourth song on side two, Can't Stop Singing. Please do, because this is terrible. Up next, song called Make a Little Love, which is a boring and very dumb blues song. No thanks. We'll be right back. And High and Mighty ends with a song called Confession, which is about 2 minutes long, but pretty pointless. It's a piano ballad, and it doesn't amount to much. So this is not a good album. Footprints in the Snow is the best song, and Can't Stop Singing is the worst. All right, so let's hope the next album is better. We will find out tomorrow. Join me then when we will talk about Firefly by Uriah Heep.
And I made my plans with my love for you in mind. Sometimes you get the wrong idea, and I can't seem to make it clear. If my heart doesn't show, it's 'cause I don't know the best way to say I love you. Every living day you fill my heart with a profound spring, and I search for the universe for some joy that I can.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.